Gemara concluded its discussion of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, which we began in yesterday's daf, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, comes to the maskara that definitely Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The Gemara's raya is that when in the Nusach HaBracha, we make a bracha La Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. We don't make a bracha La Haniach Ner Shel Chanukah, so it must be it's a din of Hadlaka. L'may Nafkamina, so there's several Nafkaminas. First of all, you could be Madlik Miner L'Ner. That was our original Shaila that led us into this entire discussion, that just like in the menorah of the Mikdash, the Hadlaka was the mitzvah, and they were able to be Madlik Miner L'Ner. The Hadlaka is a menorah of Ner Chanukah, also you could be Madlik Miner L'Ner. Second Afkamina is whether Cherishot of a Katan could be Madlik. If a Cherishot of a Katan are Madlik, are you Yotze? So if it's Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, you're not Yotze, and therefore you need, it's not enough that a Gadol puts the Ner Chanukah down, you need a Gadol to do the Hadlaka. And the third Afkamina is if you have a Ner Chanukah that's been lit all day from already the previous day and has a little bit left oil still left to be able to last through tonight's Ner Chanukah, so it says Mechabehu Madliko, you have to extinguish it and relight it, but you do not have to pick it up and put it down again, because Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, if it would have been Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, you would also have to pick it up and put it down. The Gemara then goes on to discuss a woman's role in Ner Chanukah, that a woman is Chayevis in Ner Chanukah, because Afhein Hayu Ba'osa Anes, they were saved from the terrible Gzeira of a Besula, having to sleep with the government official, with the Greek person before getting married, and the Nes happened al yedei a woman, and it discusses the situation of a guest. If there's a guest, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Zeira, when he was single, he used to be mishtativ papruti. He used to join in by paying the balabais a few pennies, a few dollars, to buy part of his Neros Chanukah. But once he got married, he figured his wife is lighting for him at home, and that's all he really needs to do. He doesn't have to worry about anything else. Now, if a person is on a boat or somewhere that he can't light, so if he sees Ner Chanukah, he has a Birchas Haroah. He could still say the Brachos of Shasanisim. The Gemara discusses the Brachos of Ner Chanukah, and the Gemara tells us we make a bracha, Asher Kiddushon Mitzvos of Vitzi Vanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So the question, of course, is this is a mitzvah derabanan. Heichon Sivanu, where did God command us? So two possibilities the Gemara suggests, either the pasuk of Lo Sasur or the pasuk of Sha'ala Vicha V'Yagedcha. Wait a second, why is it that by Demai we have a Mishnah that says that a person could be mafrish maestros of Demai when he's Arum, when he's not wearing any clothing? Aye, what's going to be with the bracha? Don't you have to make a bracha on a mitzvah drabanan? So Gemara says, no, you don't make a bracha on a afrash of Demai. Abaye says, because the afrash is only misafek. And Rava says, because Rov Amei Aretz are ma'asrim. So chances are, you're not really doing anything when you're being mafrish maestros of Demai. What about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Why do we make a bracha? Isn't that also only misafek? Yes, but when Chazal made the takana of Yom Tov Sheni, they realized that if they don't include brachos, everyone's going to be mezalzel, no one's going to take it seriously. On the bottom of Daf Chav Kimel Amaralf, the Gemara discusses, if you have two doors in your house, do you have to light by both doors or only by one? So if it's on two different sides of the chatzar, you light by each one so that someone passing by won't be choshed you that you didn't light. If it's on the same side of the chatzar, then you only need to light by one of them, because people from your town know that if you have two doors on one side of your house, that both doors belong to the same person. So if they see that it's lit by one of them, by one of the doors, that will be sufficient. There will be nothing left to be choshed you for. So the Gemara says, wait a second, choshed you? Mehechi teisa, you have to worry about other people being choshed you. Where do we see that there is such a halachic concern? So Gemara says, we find it by peya. Why is it that peya has to be done after, it has to be left after the katsira, after you harvest your entire field? Four reasons. The third reason, though, is because of chashad. People who come by after you harvest will think that you never left peya if you had left it earlier. So therefore, we make a set time to leave peya. The other three reasons happen to be mipnei gezel aniyim. We're afraid that you're going to steal from the aniyim because you're not going to wait for the proper time to do peya. Instead, you'll invite a relative of yours or a friend of yours who's an ani at a specific time, and he'll get everything. Another reason is because of bittul zman of the aniyim. They're going to sit there by the edge of your field waiting for the moment of peya if there's no set standard time, and they're going to waste all that time. And the final reason is because of Rama'im. People are going to claim that they left peya and they didn't really, or they'll claim that they're planning on leaving peya and then they never actually will leave peya. So those are the four reasons, but the third reason of chashad was the one that we were most focused on. The Gemara then discusses, what if you have a bowl of oil and you stick a wick in the bowl? So if you put a kli over the wicks, that stops the flames from touching each other, the various wicks from touching each other, so then that's kosher for the mitzvah. mitzvah, and however many people, you could have each person be yotze with a different wick in that same bowl. But if you don't put a kli over it, then it counts as a madura, it counts like a torch, and therefore nobody is yotze the mitzvah with a torch. Finally, the Gemara discusses a number of situations where you have to make a choice between two mitzvahs. What if you have ner Chanukah versus ner beso? Which one wins? So ner beso is adif. Better to have ner Shabbos rather than ner Chanukah because of shalom bayis. Shalom bayis means that if it's dark in your house, people are going to be tripping over themselves. It's not going to be a pleasant atmosphere in the house. And then you buy ner Chanukah because of persume nisa. And then the next level down is kiddush hayom. Kiddush hayom is tadir, so it's very good, but persume nisa beats out the requirement of or the factor of tadir. That is the chazara of Shabbos Tav Chaf Gimel.